and the Italian fellow from Johnny Stecchino, and I can't remember his name, but Roberto Benigni. Thank you, Roberto Benigni. And it was Jim Jarmusch's second film. It's black and white. Tom Waits did the soundtrack. And and Ellen Barkin was in it, a very young Ellen Barkin. It's a very quirky, interesting film. And France seems to have embraced Jim Jarmusch, the French film establishment. And even though this film was made in 1986, it is still shown regularly at theaters in Paris.
And one of my favorite quirky films I actually first saw when I was living in England in the late 80s is Time Bandits. Ostensibly a childish film, but it's very adult, very dark, very funny, and amazingly imaginative. The sets and the effects are unbelievable. It's got quite a few of the Monty Python cast in their very satiric roles, as you can imagine. And George Harrison was one of the producers. It was one of his first film productions, and I think it's a fabulous little film.
And another quirky film that came out a couple of years ago was a British film called Wish You Were Here, starring Emily Lloyd. It was fun and strange and different and really interesting British sights. There was I remember a lot of it took place in Brighton, and it was very grey and gloomy, and I think Brighton is pretty grey and gloomy, except for maybe in the heat of summer.
And then we got to thinking about films that we would recommend, films that we had seen fairly recently that we quite liked. And for some reason, all the films that we liked had an oceanic presence. So we decided to devote our recommended films completely from down under the equator in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Near Oceania.
Oceania, darling. And actually, that sort of thing works very well with the first film that we really like this year, which is The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I love that movie.
It was excellent. I'm so glad it won at least one Oscar for 1994. It's definitely worth watching. It's very over the top. You have to go in with a bit of an open mind. Mm. Great costumes, a lot of ABBA music. I hesitate to say the word great there, but great scenery. And Terrence Stamp is fabulous. And it's just a really fun Australian romp.
Another. You know, thing to point out in that movie is a fabulous makeup.
Oh, yes.
Really good makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't seen this movie yet. I really, really want to. I know you've seen it.
Everybody's seen
it. Oh, I feel so left out. But I really want to see Muriel's Wedding.
Yes, it's very fun. A bit dark. You know, you hear about how funny it is, and it is funny. Again, with the ABBA soundtrack and wild costumes and makeup and everything. But it's got its satirical side too. It's worth seeing.
Well, I'm gonna try and make it. Another Aussie pick. Well, actually, it's a Kiwi pick. Is Heavenly Creatures, a true story about childhood friends and what can happen with a very, very, very active imagination.
It's almost a story of obsessive friendship rather than a healthy friendship.
Yes,
it's been quite controversial, but it's very well done, and I think it's worth watching as well.
One thing I remembered specifically about it was the director previous to this movie has only done horror movies. And his ability to create tension and suspense was really, really super. I think his having had a background in horror movies really came through in this movie. Although it's not a horror movie, the suspense is held all the way through to the very end. So, you know, that's what you want in a suspense film, right?
And if we're going to stay with New Zealand, a film that's out right now is called Once Were Warriors. And that, I haven't seen it. I have heard some good things about it. I've read some good things about it. It's with the worldwide interest in First Nations peoples, I think this is probably quite an important film for those who have any knowledge of the Maori culture in New Zealand.
And to round out our Oceania picks is Jane Campion's Angel at My Table, a true story about a New Zealand writer. And very long, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's about 3 hours long. beautifully filmed, really definitely worth renting. And but even more so, if it comes to the Ridge or the Hollywood or any of the smaller second run theaters, do go see it. It's really worth seeing it on the big screen.
And of course, Jane Campion became most well known for her recent film, The Piano. But her earlier films are worth catching as well.
Sometimes they show them in retrospectives. In fact, I saw a Jane Campion retrospective on YTN. Very recently. I think it was last week. So just keep your eyes open for them, I guess.
And there's actually quite a few plays happening in Vancouver at various times that are either about films or were originally taken from films that aren't just the play version of the film, but a play about a specific film or about the film industry. And right now we have counted that there are actually three that are inspired by or related to the film industry.
Right. Now, one of them is called Four Dogs and a Bone. It's playing at the Station Street Theatre. It's a Fend Players production. It's playing until April 8th, and it's about, well, the things that go on behind the scenes in a filmmaking. The four dogs are there's two actors, a producer, and a writer. And you can imagine the conflicts that happen. And I have a strong suspicion that what's portrayed in the play is pretty true to life. And Jennifer, I remember that you saw this play in New York.
I did, actually, almost exactly a year ago. So I was quite interested to see how Vancouver pulled it together. I actually quite enjoyed the Vancouver production. I found that it was quite cohesive, particularly in the second half, which is very short and it ends rather abruptly. But I actually thought the second half in Vancouver pulled all these weird little storylines together quite well. There were some quite well-delivered lines. The bone in question with these four theater people is the control of a movie that is being prepared, that is being worked with all these four people. And they're all desperately scrambling to have the major piece of the action. So you can imagine the backbiting and the flattery and all the business that everything that you've ever read in a Jilly Cooper novel comes true. And another film or another play that's happening is more inspired by a style of movie. It's called Vampires and Their Brides, and it runs from April the 5th to the 15th. It's at the Vancouver East Cultural Center, and tickets are $18 for adults, $16 for students and seniors. And you can just call the East Cultural Center for information. Now, the Vampires and Their Brides starts out by saying, the little blurb I have here starts out by saying, a dark and stormy night, a swarm of bats, a car crash, and a mysterious stranger. It's going to be a graveyard shift unlike any at the All Night Garden Cafe. Well, there you go. That sets it up. It's a comedy horror about romance. And vaguely based on the 1950s B-horror films. And I think it'll be quite a good laugh.
Another play, it's actually an ongoing production, is Theater Sports are doing their version of Grease. They're calling it Greased. And now it could be the musical play that they're doing a spoof on, or it could be the musical movie they're doing a spoof on. I don't think it really matters. When things get into Theater Sports' hands, they take on a whole new twist. I believe that it's playing at the planetarium because they don't have a permanent home yet.
Although they do have a permanent home coming up, we understand, and this is carrying on with our movie theme, that the old Stanley Theater on Granville Street, which everybody knows and loves dearly, this is common knowledge, has been bought by there is an arrangement made by the Arts Club Theater to have their third stage there, and downstairs Theater Sports will finally have its permanent home.
Yay!
So watch out for that. That should take place within the next couple of years. I don't know exactly when the opening date is planned, but it'll be pretty soon.
I can't wait for the Stanley to reopen. I remember going to see films there, and it, no matter what the film was, being at the Stanley made the film seem better, more exciting. It's such a glamorous, beautiful building. I think it'll kind of have a trickle down effect to all the plays that are shown there or that are produced there, because it'll be going to an exciting, beautiful theater.
I think there's something about the movie theaters that you go to in your youth. And for some reason, I think Stanley did tend to get the children's movies, the family movies, or the movies that we saw when we were quite young. And I guess any movie theater has that aura of slightly faded, glamorous grandeur. Red plush seats, gold braid, arches, big thick curtains, more than the modern theaters. Maybe that's why we have a particular nostalgia feeling for the Stanley.
I just am going to make a promise. I'm going to make a promise to you right now that the next time I go to the Stanley, I'm going to make sure I'm all dressed up.
Oh, marvelous. With one of your hats.
One of my hats and maybe one of my gowns.
Oh, and a hat and a gown.
Yes. Yeah, well, they go together, you know. Well, I think that really rounds out all the movie and movie theme plays that we can think of, or that I can think of. Can you think of any more?
Certainly for the time being, and I think we're sort of running out of time.
Oh.
Yeah, you had one little item that you wanted to mention, even though it's not part of the movie show.
Yes, it's a play that's happening April 12th to May 6th, and it's called The Puppet Master of Lodz. Now, it's going to be at the Station Street Arts Center, and the tickets are $15 and $12 for students and seniors. It's about a Jewish puppeteer and his way of getting through the war. And it looks very interesting, and they have had all the puppets made for this production, so I'm giving the Puppet Master of Lodz a little push here.
Yes, and they should realize how lucky they are, Cheryl, because, you know, we don't often give items special pushes when they don't fit into our theme.
That's right, I know.
I know, I think we're just going to have to, you know, think about this a little bit more often.
Oh, I'm sorry I snuck this in. Really, I'm sorry. But
they're nutty, they're kooky, they're, you know.